Chapter 3, Access Control. Question 1. Which of the following security access control methods is best equated to the phrase less is more? A. Implicit deny. B. Least privilege. C. Job rotation. D. Account expiration. The correct answer is B. The phrase less is more is a convenient reminder of the security practice known as the principle of least privilege, where an account is granted no more access rights than the bare minimum needed to perform assigned tasks. Question 2. Which of the following security access control methods is best described as the practice of terminating passwords on a regular basis? A. Rotation. B. Purging. C. Aging. D. Expiration. The correct answer is D. Expiration is an access control practice to expire passwords on a regular basis, protecting against brute force password guessing attacks, and to expire accounts not used after a certain period of time. Question 3. An organization is concerned about the proper level of access. Which of the following security access control methods would best mitigate this risk? A. Implicit deny. B. Least privilege. C. Job rotation. D. Account expiration. The correct answer is B. The phrase less is more is a convenient reminder of the security practice known as the principle of least privilege, where an account is granted no more access rights than the bare minimum needed to perform assigned tasks. Question 4. Which of the following best describes the protection mechanism of using the access control practice to expire passwords on a regular basis? A. Spoofing attacks. B. A null session attacks. C. ARP poisoning attacks. D. Brute force attacks. The correct answer is D. And used accounts often retain leaked passwords used in initial assignment and may be more susceptible to password guessing routines. Question 5. An organization is concerned about software development contractors having access to network resources after the contracted work has been completed. Which of the following security access control methods would best mitigate this risk? A. Implicit deny. B. Least privilege. C. Job rotation. D. Account expiration. The correct answer is D. Expiration is an access control practice to expire passwords on a regular basis, protecting against brute force password guessing attacks, and to expire accounts not used after a certain period of time. And used accounts often retain leaked passwords used in initial assignment and may be more susceptible to password guessing routines. Question 6. Which of the following access control methods involves the assignment of labels to resources and accounts? A. Mandatory access control. B. Discretionary access control. C. Role-based access control. D. Rule-based access control. The correct answer is A. Mandatory access control is the most basic form of access control, involves the assignment of labels to resources and accounts. If the labels on the account and resource do not match, the resource remains unavailable in a non-discretionary manner. Question 7. Which of the following access control methods commonly involves testing against an access control list that details systems and accounts with access rights? A. Mandatory access control. B. Discretionary access control. C. Role-based access control. D. Rule-based access control. The correct answer is D. In a rule-based access control solution, access rights may vary by account, by time of day, or through other forms of conditional testing. The most common form of rule-based access control involves testing against an access control list, ACL, that details systems and accounts with access rights and the limits of its access for the resource. Question 8. Which of the following access control methods would involve assignment of rights to groups for inheritance by group member account? A. Mandatory access control. B. Discretionary access control. C. Role-based access control. D. Rule-based access control. The correct answer is C. Role-based access control scenario, access rights are first assigned to roles, and accounts are then assigned these roles without direct assignment of resource access rights. This type of access is used with groups for inheritance by group member account. Question 9. The organization is selecting an access control method where the objective is to assign permissions based on forms of conditional testing. Which form of access control is most appropriate to meet this requirement? A. Rule-based access model. B. A group-based access model. C. Role-based access model. D. User-based security model. The correct answer is A. In a rule-based access control solution, access rights may vary by account, by time of day, or through other forms of conditional testing. The most common form of rule-based access control involves testing against an access control list, ACL, that details systems and accounts with access rights and the limits of its access for the resource. Question 10. In which of the following forms of access control would access be granted based on the categorical assignment, such as classified, secret, or top secret, be found? A. Mandatory access control. B. Discretionary access control. C. Role-based access control. D. Rule-based access control. The correct answer is A. Mandatory access control is the most basic form of access control, involves the assignment of labels to resources and accounts. This type of access control is often used within governmental systems where resources and access may be granted based on categorical assignments such as classified, secret, or top secret. Question 11. Which of the following groups has the greatest access to data and the opportunity to either deliberately sabotage it or accidentally delete it? A. Partnering vendors. B. Contract workers. C. Internal users. D. External users. The correct answer is C. The internal user has the greatest access to data and the opportunity to either deliberately sabotage it or accidentally delete it. Although partnering vendors, contract workers, and external users have the opportunity to damage data, they do not have enough permission to accidentally delete data, nor do they have access to data as readily as internal users. Question 12. Which of the following access control methods would most likely be used to manage the access permissions in a peer-to-peer network or a workgroup? A. Rule-based access model. B. A group-based access model. C. Role-based access model. D. User-based security model. The correct answer is D. Within a user-based model, permissions are uniquely assigned to each account. One example of this is a peer-to-peer network or a workgroup where access is granted based on individual needs. Question 13. If an administrator gives a user full access in one group and no access in another group, which of the following is the end result? A. Full access. B. No access. C. Read access. D. Write access. The correct answer is B. When working with groups, remember a few key items. No matter what OS you are working with, if you are giving a user full access in one group and no access in another group, the result will be no access. However, group permissions are cumulative, so if a user belongs to two groups and one has more liberal access, the user will have the more liberal access, except where the no access right is involved. Question 14. Which of the following is best practice when applying permissions to accounts in a domain environment? A. Apply to group accounts. B. Apply to individual accounts. C. Apply to local accounts. D. Apply to universal accounts. The correct answer is A. Although permissions can apply to individual user accounts, they are best administered by using group accounts. Question 15. Which of the following is best practice when using the administrator account? A. Used for all functions provided the user has administrative privileges. B. Used only for the purpose of logging into the server. C. Used only for the purpose of administering the server. D. Never used because it is a sensitive account. The correct answer is C. The administrative account should be used only for the purpose of administering the server. Question 16. Which of the following is true of file and print sharing? A. It increases unauthorized access risk. B. It decreases unauthorized access risk. C. It mitigates unauthorized access risk. D. It protects against unauthorized access risk. The correct answer is A. Print and file sharing increases the risk of intruders being able to access any of the files on a computer's hard drive. Locking down these shares is imperative because unprotected network shares are always easy targets and rank high in the list of top security exploits. Question 17. Which of the following best practices is recommended if file and print sharing is not really needed? A. Deny access to the default shares. B. Bind NetBIOS to TCP/IP. C. Unbind NetBIOS from TCP/IP. D. Remove the default shares. The correct answer is C. Determine whether file and print sharing is really needed. If it isn't, unbind NetBIOS from TCP/IP. By doing so, you effectively disable Windows SMB file and print sharing. Question 18. Which of the following best describes logical access control? A combination of methods to limit access to data. The underlying data that defines access permissions. C. A method to set consistent common security standards. D. A unique value that identifies a security principle. The correct answer is A. Logical access controls are used in addition to physical security controls to limit access to data. This helps ensure the integrity of information, preserve the confidentiality of data, and maintain the availability of information. Question 19. Which of the following best describes the security identifier? A combination of methods to limit access to data. The underlying data that defines access permissions. C. A method to set consistent common security standards. D. A unique value that identifies a security principle. The correct answer is D. A security identifier, SID, is a unique value that identifies a security principle. A SID is issued to every security principle when it is created. A user's access token includes SIDs of all groups to which the user is a member. When a user logs on and authentication is successful, the logon process returns an SID for the user and a list of SIDs for the user's security groups, and these comprise the access token. Question 20. Which of the following best describes a decentralized security management model? Less secure but more scalable than a centralized model. B. More secure, but less scalable than a centralized model. C, more secure and more scalable than a centralized model. D, less secure and less scalable than a centralized model. The correct answer is A. Implementation of access management is based on one of two models, centralized or decentralized. Both the group-based and role-based methods of access control have a centralized database of accounts and roles or groups to which the accounts are assigned. Decentralized security management is less secure but more scalable. Responsibilities are delegated and employees at different locations are made responsible for managing privileges within their administrative areas. We have reached the end of the third section. If you got every answers correctly, well done. If you find it difficult to answer some question, read through specific topic for each questions. Join me in the fourth section.